Three, two, one. Everywhere the governor's big white bus made a stop, people lined the streets and sometimes filled Main Street. In Halsted, the cafe where the governor stopped was so crowded there was scarcely room for him. Craig Steen knocked off work to stand outside Cassie's cafe with a few buddies, hoping to catch a glimpse.
Well, it's not every day the governor comes to town. Guess I couldn't say when the last time one was.
Steen says he may not agree with Jesse Ventura on every issue, but he says the governor is the kind of politician he can respect.
Well, I think he's done a great job. Yep.
Why?
No, just the way he stands up for everything and says what he means. You know, I think he's been a real positive influence for the state of Minnesota.
There was a rousing welcome at every stop. The governor posed for pictures with grandmothers, kids, and beauty queens. He signed autographs and threw one-liners. And the governor gave most communities a pep talk. In Warren, before a packed school gymnasium, he repeated a version of a line he used at every stop.
I think there was a line in a rock song once that if you didn't have bad luck, you'd have no luck at all. And that's been the story up here for about the last decade, but believe me, the worm will turn eventually. So just hang in there, and we'll do a weekend down in St. Paul to make sure any help that we can give. Thank you very much.
The governor stopped short of promising any specific aid, but it seemed just having him visit was solace enough for most, for this day at least. Warren area farmer and county commissioner Curtis Carlson says it's a morale boost to have the governor come to town, and he says that's what the area needs after recent flooding dashed farmers' hopes once again.
The way we got into spring, and it was a perfect spring, and everything looked so good. If we could have had about an inch and a half or 2 inches of rain and then quit, then things would have looked real well, and we could have been looking for a big crop this fall. But the way it is right now, I think if we can expect an average crop to be the best we can expect for.
Governor Ventura told crowds at several stops his administration is committed to making life better for farmers and rural communities.
We won't be able to save every farmer. Let's not kid ourselves. But the top farm policy goal of state government in 2000 should be to help its agricultural community and rural Minnesota in general make a successful transition to the 21st century.
The governor says he will work hard to open new markets for farmers in other countries, including Japan, Mexico, and China. He says farmers must look for new ways to diversify and think not just about producing crops, but about who will buy those crops. And Governor Ventura says the rural economy must also diversify. No longer can communities depend on agriculture alone. To do that, he says, rural Minnesota will need the same telecommunications infrastructure the Twin Cities now enjoys.
Believe it or not, not everybody wants to go to the Twin Cities, but I think it's more of a case they're being driven there because of outside forces, job creation, and things of that nature. So anything that we can do on the level of, leveling the playing field and keeping things adjusted, so to say, across the whole state, that's what we're looking to do.
The governor says he will push hard for many rural initiatives in the next legislative session. Today, Governor Ventura's bus tour stops in Mahnomen, where he visits with Doyle Turner, recently elected tribal chair of the White Earth Reservation. He'll also stop in Red Lake Falls, Fertile, Callaway, and Detroit Lakes before flying back to St. Paul late this afternoon. Dan Gunderson, Minnesota Public Radio.